Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to spend together. Thank you for joining me. Yesterday, I began a message of great importance to every one of us in the times in which we are living, and that is growing into maturity. We know that this was God's plan of the ages. He is restoring His people to a place of relationship and authority that God intended for man to have in the beginning. When He created Adam and Eve, He said, "Have dominion over the earth, the things that were in the earth, the animals, the creatures, and all that was necessary to rule and reign in that dimension that God had given to him." But we lost that authority. God's never taken away the plan that He has for us to rule and reign with Him. But sin caused a great problem. There was a separation from God. And in order for us to continue in His plan of the ages, we must be reunited with God. And we do that through salvation, which is offered through the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's what God is doing right now. The gospel is preached. In fact, the end won't come until the gospel is preached unto all the ends of the earth. And then those His people who believe in Him, those who trust in Him, are being moved upon, are being groomed, are being taught by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God how to mature. The body of Christ is coming into maturity. 2 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each may be recompensed for his deeds in the body." Now, we will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. As we are believers, our sins have been washed away, they've been taken care of, but we will be judged for the good that we have done in Christ, the things that He has made available to us, and how do we respond? And that's a serious cause for contemplation and meditation. Are we doing the things that God has called us to do, how He's blessed us? Are we seeking His heart, His will in our lives? And that varies as we progress through the seasons of our lives. What you were doing as a teenager, if you were saved, or as a mature person, differs from when you're elderly. I mean, there's our motivation and our love and our relationship with the Lord hasn't changed, but the job description may. However, the important thing is that we're being led of God in every season of our life. Now, when we are born into this world, there's a certain maturity that is attained physically. Now, we don't have any control over that. Once a baby is born, God takes care of the physical maturing process. You don't have to exert any willpower. You don't have to do anything. It's just natural for a baby to grow into a toddler, into a young person, into a teenager, and on into maturity. It is God's natural plan, and thank goodness we don't have to engineer any of it. So, physically and biologically, God takes care of our physical maturity. But the other parts of our being, we're soul and spirit along with body, we have responsibility in that area. When we accept Jesus, we go from death into life. Our spirit man becomes alive, and our spirit man is really perfect. We are connected with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. But in the area of our soul, in the area of the things that pertain to our natural life, we achieve maturity by the things that God gives us to do. He makes us grow by giving us responsibility. The people in our lives, the talents He has given to us, the tasks that we have, the work, the various responsibilities. And we'll see this through the Word of God. And the measure of our maturity is how we care for what God has entrusted to us, how we will be responsible to the things that God has called us to do. Now, Jesus gives us a parable on responsibility as well as increase. If we're faithful in the few things, He makes us ruler over many. You probably are familiar with that passage. All we have, beloved, God has given us in every dimension. And so as we look at this parable, we see that the Lord, as master of our lives, as our creator, He demands increase on what He gives or loans to us. Let's take time now to read that parable found in the 19th chapter of Luke, verses 12 through 27. And I'm going to read the entire parable. He said, therefore, these are the words of Jesus, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Well, we can figure out who that is. That's Jesus. And he called his 10 servants. He calls his servants, those who believe in him, and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy until I come, or until I return. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he saith unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury, or interest? And he said unto him that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. That's a very powerful parable, but Jesus was speaking truth in that, because he was speaking about the importance of when he gives us responsibility, that he expects an increase, however that looks. He was using, in the case of this parable, the actual money of the time. But our measure of maturity, beloved, is how we care for what God has entrusted to us. And so you might say, well, goodness, what are the areas of accountability or metrons, the areas that I'm accountable before God? And so what I'd like to do, at least today I'll start, that we will have an understanding and also a knowledge that we will have to answer to Christ about our stewardship in at least 5 areas that are common to every man, to every woman, to every child, every human being that is saved. We will have to give an account to God. And the first area is our physical bodies. When we get saved, it says the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and the Holy Spirit dwelling in us then makes us an actual living temple of the Holy Ghost. We are a temple of the Holy Ghost. And 1 Corinthians 3:17, this is a very powerful scripture, if any man defile the temple of God, defile means to destroy or to injure the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And so, as it pertains to each one of us, and it's not the same for everyone, because God knows our abilities, our limitations, our resources, but we have a responsibility for good choices as far as how we treat our physical body. That medical science has given us an understanding of what we should do that pertains to walk in health, to eat balanced food, nutritional food as we are able, protein and vegetables, and also to have proper exercise, to get enough sleep. So there are plenty of things out there in the natural realm on what we must do to gain inner physical health. But God is also concerned. The second area of accountability is the inner man of the heart, and that is our conscience, our thought life, our mental attitudes, the things that go on within us that only he knows about and that others don't know unless we choose to share them. And that inner man of the heart, the spirit man, requires purity and truth. Well, my time has flown, and we'll continue on looking tomorrow at the other areas of accountability. And I trust that you will begin to see that we do have a serious responsibility before God, not to make us afraid, but to make us conscientious and responsible, that we can bring him pleasure, that we can obedient to the things that he is asking of us in this life. So, beloved, I love you, and if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.